Well, hello there and welcome back to my podcast. This is going to be another solo interview, although I do have an interview that is already recorded. It is in Romanian. It's going to be on at some point, but it's very long and it will take me some time to edit it. Meanwhile, I'll still keep going with these short solo ones where I tell you my ideas and opinions about things. And so, in this episode, I want to talk to you about my experience last weekend when I discovered a coffee shop in a Waterstone branch. So it's a library and there's a coffee shop on the second floor, I think. And you can go in there and basically have a coffee and take one of the books from the bookshelves and read it, as long as you obviously keep it in a very good condition. But I love this concept so much that you can just go in there and read a book, and I literally lost track of time because it's not like I had distractions like I have at home, and I was just there with a really nice cup of coffee and with a book, and I managed to read one book in one go, which is really rare for me because I usually start a lot of books in the same time and then I keep switching and then it takes me ages to finish a book. So that was a success for me as well. As you also might know, I'm also an artist as well as other things. And I was drawn to the art section, of course, and I discovered a book in there called Women Artists, written by Flavia Frigeri. So in this episode, I would recommend that you read this book if you're interested in art and if you're interested in discovering women artists in particular, especially in those times when women had to hide under a man's name to be able to do this profession at all. But the names that were mentioned in this book, they're actually testimony of the courageous women and the ones that wanted to break stereotypes, wanted to do what they wanted to do, and they were strong and super talented, amazing artists, and it's a shame that not a lot of people know about them. So I'll just name a few, but I strongly recommend that you find this book if you're interested and read more about all the amazing artists. I think there are about 50 artists mentioned in there. You have pictures as well, and their paintings are absolutely gorgeous, and the level of skill and craft, it's surreal. I mean, it's super, super gorgeous. So one of them was Berthe Morisot. I don't know if I'm pronouncing them well. I'll just read a small paragraph about her. Morisot was and remains best known for her paintings of women. Languidly posed, oscillating between melancholia and tenderness, her models embodied the spirit of late 19th century middle-class society in France. Next one is Rosa Bonheur. She was born in Bordeaux. Bonheur's ability to depict animals brought her fame. Her elaborate compositions skillfully portrayed animals in their natural surroundings. Next one is Elizabeth Louise Vigée Lebrun. By the age of 15, Vigée Lebrun had taken financial charge of her family, supporting her widowed mother and her younger brother. By then, her career was taking off and she was painting portraits of members of the international aristocracy, including counts and princesses and blah blah blah. And, not to mention, she also became Queen Marie Antoinette's favorite artist, painting more than 20 portraits of Marie Antoinette and her children. Did you know that? I bet you didn't. So, not only they were amazing artists, they were also successful artists. So, women artists, you can do it. And not only women artists, artists in general, if you have self-doubts and, you know, if you struggle with confidence and if you think that you can't make money from art, look at the examples of people who made it. Next one, Angelika Kaufmann. This is a very, very interesting fact, actually. Together with fellow artist Mary Moser, Kaufmann was one of the founding members of the Royal Academy of Arts in London. Dun, dun, dun! In 1768. This prestigious affiliation is testament to Kaufmann's success and ability to establish herself as a history and portrait painter. Next, Rosalba Carriera. She was an influential miniaturist and pastel portrait painter. Her works are imbued, I don't know this word, I need to look it up, with the charming and delicate qualities central to the Rococo style, and she is widely credited for her ability to capture the individuality of her sitters. There is also Amrita Shergill. She was considered revolutionary in Indian art. Anyway, the list continues. There are so many amazing artists in general and so many amazing female artists as well in history, and they were successful. They were appreciated even in times when it was hard to be a woman artist. So don't give up on your dreams. Keep going. Keep creating. Keep making art. If you're an artist, be proud to be an artist. Call yourself artist. Show off your art to the world and just be yourself. Find your true self and stick to your true self. And I understand sometimes, same as me, same as other artists, you have to have other jobs to support yourself. But keep going, small steps every day, and keep building that confidence and courage, and keep reading about inspirational people, influential people, people who made it in art, people who made a career out of it. And slowly, slowly, who knows where you can get to, or even if it remains just as a hobby as well. As long as you keep creating and keep making the world a little bit better every day, because as artists, you always try to make things better, to express yourself, to express your pain, to express your experiences, to try to understand what's happening in the world, to try to portray beauty, to try to send a message to the world. And it's such a beautiful skill to have, and you should use it. So keep going if you're an artist, or even if you're not an artist. I mean, to be fair, I think that naturally and biologically speaking, we all have this need of expressing ourselves. I remember when I saw some cave paintings, I think they were 14,000 years old cave paintings, and you understand that people were gathering in a certain area so that they have good acoustics, so that they can sing, or, you know, they were drawing on the walls. I think we all have this innate desire to express ourselves through art, but a lot of us either think we can't do it or it's not for us. And you should never compare talent. You should never, yeah, some people would be more skillful at it than others. Some people spend more years studying it. Some people just are naturally more keen towards a certain form of art, or they have a more natural born talent. That doesn't mean that you are not able to draw or sing or paint or whatever you want to do. It takes small steps to practice, and you just keep building it up, and you should never compare yourself to others. I also see painting and art as a meditation form, as something that helps you relax. Even if you just draw something and you think it's rubbish, you just have to think you have expressed yourself in some way, and it's so therapeutic, and it made you not think about your daily life. And especially, you know, there's also like color therapy and all things, all sorts of things like that. Also, you should only compare yourself with yourself and what you've done today. Tomorrow you'll improve it and you'll draw better. That is, if you want to draw. Or I don't know, I think each person should have a certain hobby or practice that helps them to relax and helps them to express themselves and helps them heal. I see also art as a form of healing. So I think at the end of the day, what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to say is that we all can do some form of art. But also, if you're a keen artist and you're really passionate about it, you should just keep finding time to do it. Just keep assessing your priorities. Keep making time to create every day a little bit, or even weekly. Just keep doing it. So that's my positive message for today, dear people. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll be waiting for you probably next week with another idea that I'll have, or another book recommendation, or another suggestion, or another positive thought for you and encouragement. So keep going. Lots of love, lots of peace. Namaste. Bye bye.